Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I think most of us are probably, I mean, I was looking at the cherry blossoms there the other day going, ain't that an autumn thing? When is the real spring weather kicking in? Well, hopefully it's going to be this weekend. But I'm very much looking forward to a holiday in June where I'm going to get some real sun and I will be dreaming of beaches and blue skies and all that sort of stuff. I'm a bit of a sieve head, don't know about you, when it comes to trying to organise different bits and pieces from flights to car hire and all that sort of stuff. One thing that you mightn't put at the top of your agenda or something that might just slip through the cracks is looking at travel insurance. Well, on the line to give us advice on travel insurance, we've Deirdre McCarthy, who's head of InsureMyHoliday.ie. Morning, Deirdre. How are you?
Morning, Linda. How are you?
In terms of just planning a trip, how important do you reckon travel insurance is? Why do we actually need it?
Well, I think it was one of the most important things that you need because for a holiday, it's, you know, it could be it's supposed to be a time to escape, to have fun, not to have to worry about something, you know, something goes wrong. And, you know, gives you, having your travel insurance gives you the peace of mind for all the family. And on the scale of, you know, premium-wise, with travel insurance, you know, it is a very small premium that you would have to pay, especially for the single trips, you know, compared to other insurances out there, and you get a huge scope of cover. I suppose what I would see a lot is that some people may not necessarily think that they need travel insurance if they have health insurance or they have the European health insurance card. So they think that they would be covered for everything.
Yeah, but, you kind of think, okay, well, if I get into trouble, I can just use that.
Yeah, but like your travel insurance covers so much more than your health, than just like the medical expenses. And even with the EHIC card, that doesn't cover repatriation or the cost for additional accommodation or travel expenses. Now, some of the health insurance policies would have that cover on it, but they wouldn't have the extra cover for, you know, the personal luggage, you know, personal money and documents if you lose them, missed departure and things like that. So it's very important that, you know, it isn't just to cover the medical that you should be worried about when you're travelling. Like, anything could happen, unfortunately. Like, you know, things could be stolen while you're on holiday, which happens to many people. Like, I know, like, it happened to my dad a few years ago. He was in somewhere in Spain and he was pickpocketed and his wallet was taken. And he far too much money in the wallet at the time. But, you know, things like that can happen.
And in terms of just, because I know certainly, as I was saying, when I'm thinking of the kind of list, and a lot of the time we book flights really far out, like I would always try and book flights far out because they're much cheaper and then be thinking closer to the time about travel insurance. Is that the best time to do it?
No, you should actually, which a lot of people don't understand either as well, that you should actually book your travel insurance as soon as you've booked your flights. So cancellation is one of the major causes of travel insurance claims. And it's actually in internal studies that we've done here, it shows that approximately 50% of Irish holidaymakers do not take out the travel insurance on time, leaving themselves wide open to harsh financial penalties and basically rendering some of their policy, you know, not effective at all. So when you take out your travel insurance policy, you're covered immediately for any cancellation or curtailment. So that cancellation means that from when you book your holiday and until you get on that plane, that you would be covered if you had to cancel your trip for any reason. And one of those reasons would usually be a medical reason, or if a travelling companion couldn't go for medical reasons, or unfortunately if there was a death in the family. Anything sudden like that that caused you not to go on your trip. But you've already paid for your flight. You may have fully paid for your accommodation, depending on the way you've done it. You may have paid for different activities you were going to do while abroad, maybe tours. And, you know, you're completely out of pocket. But, like, the figures show that, you know, at least 50% of people will only book their travel insurance on the day they're going. And therefore, part of their, you know, they're paying for a service then within their insurance that is rendered void, you know, because it's gone past the date that you can use it.
So just to make sure that it's in date and everything before you've actually booked a holiday. One of the things I think might kind of bamboozle people a little bit, Deirdre, is when you're looking at travel insurance, you know, there's all sorts of different packages and there's the silver, the gold, all that sort of stuff. What is the best way to decide what travel insurance is best for you?
But I would always advise our customers, it depends on where you're going. Like, if you're going to somewhere in Europe, look at the limits that, you know, are offered under different packages. What's the limit for the healthcare? What's the limit for the luggage or the cancellation? You know, how much did the trip cost you? Like, obviously, if you're traveling further afield, you know, America, you know, the trip costs you more money. So therefore, you know, if they're only covering 2,000 or 3,000 euro, let's say, on the gold policy for cancellation, but your trip costs you more than that, well, you know, that policy really isn't for you. Again, with the medical expenses as well, like the limits on most of the policies, especially with ourselves, are quite high. You know, even on our gold, we offer, you know, five million on medical on our gold policy, but and 10 million on a platinum, which are very high limits for what's out on the market. But I would always advise clients that, you know, if you're going to Europe, the gold policy, you know, is sufficient for the limits that, you know, are there. But, you know, if you're going to the likes of America where healthcare is really expensive, I would definitely be going for the top policy, where they're giving you the maximum, you know, medical limits that you can get, because you don't want the travel insurance to exceed and then you have to, after getting your travel insurance and doing everything right, to then to exceed the limit and then be out of pocket yourself as well.
In terms of then the other things, you know, there's like hazardous activities and all that sort of stuff, and all those different categories. A lot of the time with these things, Deirdre, the fine print is important, of course.
Yeah, just to make sure that, you know, you are buying what you need and what you need to be covered for, especially like, you know, if you're doing any races or things like that. You know, I know people who go travel the world doing triathlons and things like that. Like, just make sure that, you know, that the cover that you're getting, some of them will only cover amateur sports. So, you know, just to make sure. And if you're unsure, because a lot of the travel insurance is, you know, sold online, and you know, it's very easy. It's made simple for people to be able to go in and purchase it themselves. But, you know, if you're unsure in it, I would always advise, if you're doing something, I suppose, out of the norm, to call your broker or the insurance company, just to double check to make sure you are fully covered. And the things like adding on, you know, winter sports or cruise connection, the premium is quite small to add on those. You know, you could add on winter sports cruise connection for 5 or 6 euro onto your policy, but just to make sure that you have it on it, because it's so easy to twist an ankle or break bones on the slopes or with the cruise connection, which a lot of people will go on cruises this time of year. You know, the main things that you need to make sure you have covered on. So it is an add-on. Some people will think that it's on all insurance policies for travel, but it's not. You add it on. It's a little bit extra premium, but as I said, very minimal. But like, you need to be covered for your, you know, missed cruise departure. So like, if a flight was delayed en route and causes you to miss the start of your cruise, you know, you can claim back that for the extra travel expenses that you will have to meet at the next port, you know, delayed departure due to weather or technical reasons. You'd have missed shore compensation as well, due to illness. So if illness prevents you from going ashore at a scheduled stop, you can claim back for that. And just a medical emergency evacuation is a big one that we would get a lot of calls on. So they would add on the cruise connection, but they would make sure, you know, most people would be wondering if they're covered, you know, in the event of a medical emergency, to be evacuated to shore to a hospital. And you would be on most cruise add-ons, so just double check that as well. And, you know, the policy booklet would be sent to you, so make sure to read it. I know nobody likes reading through insurance documents, but you know, it's very important just to make sure that you're getting the cover that you need.
Yeah, to always read through it fully. And in terms of just the average cost, Deirdre, I know we've touched on, there's so many different types of policies and cover. What, for most people going on a kind of European sudden holiday, what's the average cost that they'll pay for a year?
For a year, let's say for a European, for a couple or a family, because on our policies, actually kids go free on any family policy, so it's a good benefit for families. You're talking about the gold between 40 to 50 euro and the platinum from 60 to 75 euro. That's like, obviously, if you've no pre-existing medical conditions, that would be a very, you know, the standard price for a European cover. So it's not very expensive for a full year, for a family or a couple, you know, to have it on it and have the peace of mind that, you know, you can go on your holidays and God forbid anything happens, you know, you are covered and you don't need to worry.
Very good stuff, Deirdre. Some great advice for us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us on Spirit Radio. That was Deirdre McCarthy from insuremyholiday.ie. Definitely got some great tips there. I totally would have made that mistake of booking the insurance on the day that I'm travelling rather than actually from the point that you've got your holiday booked and all that sort of
thing. Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.